Hello?
Let's go, Martinez.
Hi, hello. Now, pronounce your first name for me.
Luis, L-U-I-S.
Okay, so you say Luis. Luis.
Yes.
Okay. And it says here that you're 20 years old?
21 yesterday.
Oh, well, happy birthday. Yay.
Thank you.
Okay, so. And, all right, let's go over some of this information here that says you are a warehouseman who works in supply. So
yes.
Tell me about what you do.
Pretty much I deal with personal effects, issuing out gear.
I'm sorry, you deal with personal what?
Effects.
Okay, effects. Dealing out gear. So, like, what is that, like flak jackets and helmets and camis and boots?
Yes.
Or?
Yes, pretty much issuing and receiving pretty much any kind of gear.
And are you attached to, you were at 29 Palms before you went over?
Yes.
And is that what you did back in 29 Palms too?
Correct.
So how does your job differ between Afghanistan and 29 Palms?
I'm sorry?
How is your job different in Afghanistan compared to 29 Palms?
I guess it would just say it's just hotter.
It's hotter?
Yes.
Yeah, what kind of temperatures are you having right now?
I'm sorry?
What temperatures are you having right now?
Probably about 118.
That is kind of hot. Although last week in 29 Palms they had like 117, so that was pretty close. And I think yesterday was probably in the low teens also, because I know it was 107 in Yucca Valley, so it's been hot here too.
Oh, wow.
So why does the heat make your job more difficult?
It's just pretty much constantly being out there, but I mean. It doesn't really bother me being from Arizona.
And Phoenix, it says?
Yes.
So what's your biggest challenge with your job?
Let's see. Well, I enjoy it. So I mean, it's not a big challenge for me. But I like doing my job.
Well, that's good. What kind of hours do you work?
It all varies. Sometimes maybe it always varies from like between at least 10 to like 15.
What, hours a day? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yes.
Those are long days.
Yes, they are.
And no days off either.
Exactly.
Do you ever wake up in the morning and say, oh, I don't want to go to work today?
I mean, well, yeah, everybody has those days, but just glad I woke up that day, I guess.
That's a good way of thinking it. So you've been a Marine for how long?
3 years exactly.
Oh, so you signed up on your birthday then?
Yes.
So let's see. Do you ever get to leave the base and go out anywhere?
We were back in Kabul.
You were stationed in Kabul for a while?
Yes.
When was that? For how long?
It's probably there for 5 months.
Wow, that's a long time. Was that when you first arrived, or?
Yes.
Which would have been, what, let's see, you got over there in, what, October?
Yes.
So October, let's see, November, December, January, February. So about till March then?
No, it might have been longer. It was to May.
So were you, is there a base there, or, because I've never heard of anybody being in Kabul, so this is all completely new to me. So tell me about being in Kabul.
Pretty much it was we were on NATO. And we were helping the Afghans fly from their to their leave destinations for their vacation.
So these are like the interpreters and other employees, or who?
The ones we worked with, yeah, we worked with the Italians, the British.
But the Afghanis that you were helping, were they, what kind of jobs did they have that you were helping them?
Oh, they were the military police. They were the recruits that were about to join the ANA.
And that's the Army?
Yes. They're also pilots.
Did they speak English?
And some of them understood a few words, but most of the time we had interpreters working with us.
So that must have been really interesting then.
Yeah, it was.
What kind of things did you learn when you were working with them?
Their kebabs are really good.
Kebabs? Like shish kebabs?
Yes. Yes.
All right. The guy I talked to last week really liked their chai, and you really like their kebabs. Are they... Now, when I think of Afghanistan, I think of lamb. Was it like lamb kebabs, or what kind of meat do they have on them?
Exactly. Yeah, it was a lamb.
So did you eat a lot of meals with them then?
We did whenever we went out to their Kandex. We ate with them.
Okay, whenever you went out to their Kandex, I don't know what that is.
Like, it's pretty much their word for their campsites.
So would it be like their base or something like that?
Yes, pretty much, correct.
Now, when you were in Kabul, were you like in a? You said you were working with NATO. Were you in like a NATO compound or something? Did they have their own compound or base behind walls, or were you just living in the city with everybody else?
No, we were on a base.
And you said that there was Italians and British there too?
Yes.
And did you work with them as well, or was it mostly with just the Afghanis?
No, we were all part of one team.
And do you call them Afghanis, or do you call them Afghan? I don't know what the correct word is for talking about the nationals.
We call them the Afghan nationals.
Did you learn any of their language?
I learned a couple words.
What? I don't even know what their language is called.
They have it's either Pashto or Dari.
Dari, is that like D-A-R-I?
Yes, correct.
So say something to me and then tell me if it's Pashto or Dari, because I don't know.
who was these? How are you?
How are you is how do you say that?
Who was these?
Oh, say that again louder and slower.
Hubasti.
Okay. And is that in Pashto then?
Yes.
And so if somebody asks you, how are you, what do you say in return? What do you say back?
That one I do not know.
Oh. So you can ask them, but they can't ask you because you would just say, oh, I'm fine. Answer in English. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you learn how to count?
No.
Okay. So you helped them take their vacations. What else did you do with them?
Well, that was pretty much it. We transported them from throughout Afghanistan to different parts of Afghanistan.
And so you got to go with them?
Yes.
So you saw a lot of the country then?
Yeah, that's correct.
Tell me what it's like. What is the countryside like? Or the different parts?
Well, I mean, it was nice seeing, during the wintertime, when we would fly over the mountains, you would never think it'd be, covered in snow up north.
So it sounds kind of pretty then. Was it cold?
It was.
How cold does it get?
Low 30s.
Oh, that's not too bad. You get that in Yucca Valley and 29 Palms. So, I think most of the country is pretty mountainous, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's correct.
Do they not have snow in the southern part of the country then?
I'm not sure. I wasn't here for that around that time.
Oh.
I mean, I wouldn't think so. But then again, I didn't know there was snow.
So, did you fly them to big cities and then get on trucks and drive them to their village or?
Well, we would just go to the airports.
How many airports do they even have? I mean, I would think it would just be Kabul and that's it. But they have other airports then?
Yes, Kandahar. Dwyer. What else?
Does the
Bastion.
Do the cities look different in different parts of the country?
Yes. Like Kabul, for example, looks like Vegas at night.
Oh my goodness. Lots of lights and everything then?
Yes.
And what about Kandahar then?
That looks like a little bit close to 29 Palms.
So are there lots of palm trees around then? And
no, there's a lot of desert.
Oh, desert. Well, it sounds like you're making lots of memories then.
Yes.
Do you have a most memorable moment?
It's probably when we, my whole entire team, we had to do Zumba one day for PT.
Yeah, did you like it?
Yes.
Did you get a good workout?
Yeah, some of us kept going after that.
Where did you get a Zumba tape or to do it?
In Kabul.
Oh. So what, somebody went to a store and bought it, or?
No, they had classes there.
Oh, okay. So was it taught by an Afghani, or was it taught by one of your NATO people?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yeah, it was taught by one of the NATO personnel.
Well, that certainly sounds like fun.
It was.
So, let's see, you're coming home, what, August? Oh, you've already got sort of a window for your return, huh?
Yes.
That's pretty exciting. So, what's the first thing you're going to do when you come home?
I'll probably go see my kid.
And where is your child?
Phoenix, Arizona.
And is it a boy or a girl?
A girl.
And how old is she?
She'll be 3 in August.
Oh. Are you going to make it for her birthday, you think?
No.
No. Well, close enough, though.
Yeah.
Did you, you probably already had your R&R, right?
Yes.
And where did you go for that?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, so you went back to see your family again?
Yes.
And did you see your daughter?
Yes, I did.
So, do you think you will be making the Marine Corps career?
I plan on it.
What do you know what you want to do? Do you want to stay in supply, or do you have thoughts about going into some other field?
I want to stay where I'm at right now.
So is that pretty good to be a corporal with just 3 years in? I don't know how fast the promotions work.
That's pretty good. We picked it up within 13 months.
good for you. And so, was it your entire supply section that deployed, or were you an individual augment, or?
No, it was the entire, you know, all of us.
And were you excited to find out you were going to be deploying?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Were you excited to find out that you were going to be deploying?
Yes.
So why is it that you wanted to deploy?
The opportunity that not that many get to say they did, I guess.
And not many get to hang out in Kabul with NATO and take Zumba classes and travel all over the country.
Exactly.
So do you have any free time while you're over there? Sounds like if you're working those long hours, you may not have a whole lot of free time.
I guess when I'm sleeping, it's my free time.
Do you do anything else besides sleep?
Work. And PT and eat, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds like it's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I asked about your most memorable moment. You said it was Zumba. Do you have a most memorable moment with the Afghanis that you were with?
No, I guess right before we took off, they like a lot of them wanted to take pictures with us, and we had a certain amount of time to get back, and they ended up taking like over 100 pictures with us.
Oh my goodness. So did you get any of those pictures?
Not a single one. They all kept it for themselves.
Oh, no. Well, they must have really enjoyed being with you if they wanted to take pictures.
Yeah. But it felt pretty good.
And what's your daughter's name?
Adea.
How's that spelled?
Adaya.
Okay. All right. Anything that I didn't ask you about that you wanted to talk about?
Nope. That's about everything.
Anything that you want to talk about some more that says, oh, but wait. I remember this. No?
No. I thought you were telling me to wait.
No.
No, that's it.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time today. And
counting down the
weeks and days till you get to come home.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Well, stay safe.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.